productive prayer remains earnest, not eloquent. Productive prayer remains earnest, not eloquent. Oh, there are some preachers who are very eloquent. They have prayers that are well spoken and well phrased and well created. And unfortunately, these are merely people who are making a show. And because they're making a show, they're not getting too much done. They're not getting too much done. Now, are you a person like that? Are you a person who prays and your prayers are not answered? Your prayers seem to go off into the wind and never heard of again? Are your prayers that you would pray and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And then a moment later you turn around and say, oh, if only I were whole and perfect. If only I were the divine being. If only I were good. And the more you say such a thing like that, the more you take yourself away from being divine and good and perfect and beautiful. This is what we all do to ourselves far too often. We pray, but we do not really pray. What does it mean to pray? To pray means to have a conversation with God. To pray means to be aware of who and what we are. When a child makes their prayer in the evening, they say, God bless mommy and daddy and sister and brother and aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, and the teacher, and my dog, and my cat, and all that's important in my world. Now, they are having a conversation with God. They're having a conversation with the divine within them. Now, they may not have learned to say that they are God, because they like to think of something outside of them being a blessing, being a help to them, being a guide to them, and helping them achieve the goals that they want in life. And that's okay. But it is not very effective. What is the most effective prayer that anyone could ever have? The most effective prayer anyone could ever have is, oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so wonderful. Oh, all is in divine order. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy that my mother loves me and my father loves me and my brothers and sisters and my spouse loves me. I'm so happy that everyone in my world loves me because I love them. I love them with all my heart and soul and being. I love them with all that I am. I love them. I love them. I love them. And, oh, I feel so good. That is a real effectual prayer. That is a prayer that is with earnestness. That's a prayer that comes right from the heart. And that's where prayer is, right from the heart. If we realize that the divine is omnipresent everywhere, and it's as much in us as it is outside of us, it's as much around us as it is in every being on the face of the earth, and that everyone who turns their attention to their divine being, everyone who turns their attention to prayer, to recognizing that divinity within them wants them to have everything that they want. The divinity in you, in me, it wants us to have everything that it is. It wants us to have peace and power and pleasantness. You watch a movie like The Agony and the Ecstasy, where this priest, this monk, this pope is trying to get things out of Michelangelo, trying to get work out of him. And so what does he do? He makes him feel guilty. He makes him feel that he must do something. Now, the artistry is in Michelangelo, as it is in all of us. The genius is in all of us. but only when we turn within and say, I will do it. And when the Pope was on his deathbed, and he said, I'm dying, and Michelangelo said to him, you haven't finished your work yet. And this irritated the Pope so much that he got up and lived a long time further and finished his work. We all are like this. We think that there's a time to be born and a time to die. And there is no time to be born and there is no time to die. There's only a time to live. And the prayer is that we have for ourselves and for our world and for everyone is that we live as wisely and well as we choose. We live not with eloquence, but with earnestness. And we say, I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. The divine in me sees all these things and sees them done perfectly now. It is done. I speak my word, and the divine in me responds to that word. I earnestly speak my word and say, all is in divine order, and it is done. My prayer is a prayer of achievement. My prayer is a prayer of being done. My prayer is not one of looking for someone else to do something for me, looking for a God outside of myself, looking for a divinity, some blessed beingness, some saint, some priest, some minister, some rabbi, someone to do the work for me. That's not where it's at. Where it's at is to recognize that within me is the divine. Within me is the beauty of all that is good. Within me is one that listens to my earnest prayer because I listen to myself. Do you listen to yourself and hear what you're saying when you pray? God, I want a car, I want a house, I want a... Or do you say, thank you, infinite presence within me, for this wonderful house, this wonderful car, this wonderful health, this wonderful body. And you see, that prayer of thanksgiving, that's an earnest prayer. That's a prayer of magnificence. It's a prayer of achievement, a prayer of accomplishment. And you and I, we accomplish all the time. We accomplish things all the time with our earnest prayer, and great and wonderful things happen in our life. Great and wonderful things happen in our world. That's why we can say there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, because I am the peace that's on earth. I am the goodness that's on earth. I am the allness that's on earth. There is nothing else other than me. And because there's nothing other than me, I am experiencing that right now. My earnest prayer is achieved. It's not beseeching. It's not asking for something to be done out of me. My earnest prayer says, I am aware. I am aware that it is done now. I am aware that I am whole and perfect now. I am aware that I am happy now. I am aware that I am filled with peace and joy and love. I am filled with all that is good now. I am aware of it. And as I am aware of it, I delight in it. As I delight in it, I am it. As I am it, I am using it and experiencing it and feeling it and knowing it in every single thing that I do, because that's who I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because that's my reality. That's my divinity. That's my fullness of all beingness. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters one tiny little bit, because that's who I am. And that's all I ever am. And that's who you are. And that's all that you will ever be. And that's what you are. And that's all that you can ever know for yourself. And for your life, for your world. Indeed, productive prayer remains earnest, not eloquent. So, in your earnest prayer, knowing that it is done, speak your word and enjoy it being done right now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.